Peter. I think he likes it here.
Me too.
I bet he's hungry. Let's feed him.
Okay.
What do dogs eat?
Bologna.
Good, we have that.
Huxtable residence?
Is this the very handsome Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable?
Yes, it is. You sound like quite a beautiful woman.
Well, thank you. So, I hear your wife is away in Washington, D.C. for a few days.
That's right. Who's this?
This is your secret admirer.
Lola!
Are the children?
Fine. We're all coming down this weekend to root for you.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait to see you. The conference is going great.
Good.
Is everything at home okay?
Fine.
Is Theo wearing his heavy coat when he goes out?
Every time it's cold.
And Rudy's not wearing the same underwear every day, is she?
No.
Is Vanessa trying to get away with wearing makeup?
Yes. No, I mean, no. No.
He likes bologna.
Yeah.
Let's brush him.
Okay.
Okay. You hold him. My mom uses this for spaghetti.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Dad, remember one time you told me that choosing one thing sometimes means saying no to something else?
Yes.
Well, I had to make a choice, and I don't think I'll be able to go to Washington with the family this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, Rebecca Sinclair is having a party this Saturday, and I think it would be better for me if I went there instead. But I will be thinking about all of you while you're gone. Oh, and if you remember, would you please bring back a T-shirt from the Air and Space Museum? Mwah! Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. Vanessa, come here, please.
Yes?
You're going to go to Washington.
But, Dad...
You are not going to go to any party.
Dad, this isn't just any party. This is the party of the year. It was an honor to be invited. Dad, please, don't do this to me.
Do what? I mean, do you think this is some kind of punishment?
Dad, anyone who is not at this party won't be considered cool anymore.
Not necessarily. They might say Vanessa Huxtable was so cool she didn't even show up for the party.
Dad, they're not going to say that.
Or they might say Vanessa Huxtable is so cool she went to Washington, D.C. to hear her mother speak.
Dad, I don't think they're going to say that either.
Or they may say Vanessa Huxtable's father was so cool he didn't care about the party.
I guess I'm going to Washington.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd this dog come from?
We were across the street at Peter's house, and he came up to us.
Rudy, you're not supposed to play with stray dogs.
But he was real friendly.
Well, he does look pretty healthy.
I told him he could live with me.
Rudy, has Dad seen this dog yet?
No.
Well, you better enjoy him now, because when Dad sees him, he's out of here.
But I want to keep him.
We're not allowed to have a dog.
But I love my dog, and Peter does too.
Well, there might be a chance you can keep him.
Really?
Yeah, you see, Dad has a real soft spot when it comes to dogs. Whenever we're in a park and he sees one, he'll whistle and say, "Hey, fella, how you doing? Taking your owner out for a walk?" He thinks that's a funny joke. And if he sees one that he really likes, he'll go up to it and run alongside it and start barking.
I'll go ask Dad now.
No. You see, Dad likes dogs that are cute.
He's cute. We just brushed him.
Oh, Rudy! Look!
Oh, whoa, what'd you feed him?
Bologna?
Big mistake.
Yo!
Quick, get upstairs in the basement. Yeah.
Well, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, Dad.
I put the dog in the basement.
Shh, be quiet. Dad's coming.
Hey, Petey Weedy and Tootie Fruity. Okay.
You smell something?
No.
No. No.
Ha 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 ha!
Let me see the bottom of your shoes, please.
Sure.
Step aside, please.
Huh?
Step aside. Step aside. Who put this in here?
Well, Dad, this... See, Dad, Peter and Rudy found him across the street. He has no tags, but he is healthy, because I checked on myself.
Oh, you gave him a full exam?
Well, not a full exam.
Can I keep him, please?
Rudy, this dog belongs to someone who's probably missing it right now.
But I love him. Can I keep him, please? Please.
Okay, let's have a meeting in the living room, okay? You and Peter, in the living room. Let's go. Lola, do me a favor, please. Will you look after the dog and take that stuff outside and then get a mop and some ammonia and do some strong mopping in the air, too. Now, let's discuss this dog.
Can we keep him?
No, Rudy, because if you were lost, wouldn't you want somebody to bring you home?
I guess.
Well, I know a place that helps lost dogs find their owners. It's called Love A Lot Foundation.
You mean dog jail?
It's not a dog jail. You don't see dogs there with tin cups raking across the bar going, all right, we want. But this place has sunshine, fresh air, plenty of space for the dog to run, and they serve it nutritious food.
Can't we keep him until we find the owners?
This is not a good home for a dog. Your mother and I work, you, Vanessa, and Theo. You're in school all day. The dog would be here alone. He would be sad.
I could quit school. So could Peter.
But that isn't a good idea.
Can we keep him until we go to Washington?
Who is going to feed the dog, clean up after the dog makes a mess, wash the dog?
I will, and Peter will help. Won't you, Peter?
Yes.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will.
No, you won't.
Yes, we will.
Now, raise your right hands. You promise.
I promise.
To feed the dog.
To feed the dog.
To wash the dog.
To wash the dog.
To clean up its boom boom.
Clean up its boom boom.
And it's bam bam.
Bam bam.
And especially.
And especially.
It's wooby wabby.
Love it. Wooby wabby.
I will follow this dog.
I will follow this dog.
Day and night.
Day and night.
Looking for. Woogie woogies.
Woogie woogies.
Waggy waggies. And wiggly wigglies.
And wiggly wigglies.
All right. I now pronounce you the proud looker-afters of a dog until we leave for Washington, D.C., or until its owners call for it.
Yay!
You're the best dad in the whole world.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. You have to give him a hug and kiss, too.
Hi, Pud.
Hi, Dad.
Vanessa, you're wearing your robe.
I know.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon, hon.
Well, when I came home from school, it was the only thing I felt like wearing.
Really?
Dad, when the kids heard I wasn't going to the party, they treated me like an outcast.
Sorry.
Do you think you could reconsider? I mean, I could stay here this weekend and babysit the dog.
The dog will not be here by the weekend.
Well, if we're all gone, the house is going to be empty. Aren't you worried about that?
And you think I'd feel a lot safer with you in it?
Oh, yes.
So
going to Washington?
Yes. Are you going to be all right?
Oh, I hope so.
Empty. You people are not taking care of this dog!
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Well, it's in the paper. Lost and found section.
All right, let me hear it.
Okay. Found. One brown and white combination terrier sheepdog. Heartbroken. Misses his owner terribly.
I put that in there special. Is the phone number in there?
Yeah.
Good. Calls should start coming in.
Well, you know, Daddy, yesterday I posted signs up on all the telephone poles in the neighborhood, and we haven't heard anything. We may never find the owner.
Well, son, it's only the second day. You have to have patience.
Yeah, right.
Son?
Yeah?
I don't recall this being on the list.
Well, it was on sale.
And what is this for? Your teeth and breath?
Dad, I couldn't help myself. You see, I've always wanted to go into a pet shop and bring something home to a dog.
Well, son, I don't think it's a good idea for you to buy these things because this dog is not going to be here that much longer, and it's not well taken care of. Look at that, empty. And I had to fill those things up myself last night.
Well, Dad, don't you think you're expecting too much from Rudy? Remember, she's young. I'm more responsible than she is. So if I promise to take care of the dog, can we keep it?
You?
Yeah.
Would you please go back with me to the time when you were a little boy and you were reading a book about seahorses? And you started begging and crying, Dad, please, may I have seahorses, may I have seahorses? And then finally, I just got tired of all this begging and crying. I went out, I bought you 20 seahorses, bought the tank, all the equipment, little castles for them to go under and through, little lighthouse for them to pass by. And I gave you 20-day supply of seahorse food. You fed them the first day, you talked to them, you tickled the tank, you went around going, broop, 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 seahorse, broop, 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 broop. The third day, you started playing basketball. You forgot all about the seahorses. And on the sixth day, you came to me crying. You said, Dad, the seahorses are floating upside down. They're not swimming anymore. And we had to send those seahorses to the seahorse corral in the sky.
Well, Dad, I'm older now. Come on, can we keep the dog? I'm not going to be living here much longer.
That's right. So when you get your own house, then you can have a herd of cattle if you want. Where are you going?
We're going outside to play.
Where's the dog?
Downstairs in the basement.
Aren't you supposed to take the dog for a walk, or are you hoping that the dog will just join you?
I took him for a walk.
When?
This morning.
You're supposed to take him for a walk before you go to school in the morning and after you come home from school.
I forgot.
You're also supposed to get food and water and put it in the little dishes. Did you forget that, too?
I guess.
What happened to the promises you made? You forget those, too?
No. Come on, Peter. Let's go feed the dog and walk the dog.
It's not my dog.
You promised to help. I'm going to give you dinner and take you for a walk. Peter, go get the dog.
Oh, no, Rudy. Look.
Oh, no, he did it again. We're going to have to clean this up.
Dad, you've got to do something about Vanessa. She's upstairs sobbing on her pillow.
Yeah, she's been a little down.
A little down? Dad, I've never seen anyone so depressed. I just went into her room, and I asked her if I could borrow a pencil. And she said, pencil? Who cares about pencils?
Who cares about anything? Dad, we cannot bring her to Washington. She's going to ruin the whole trip.
She's going to go to D.C. She'll snap out of it.
Dad, what if she doesn't? We're going to our nation's capital. There are going to be people from other countries there. Now, if they see Vanessa, they're going to get the wrong impression of America. Huxtable residence. Yes, we placed the ad. Well, he looks something like that, but I doubt he's your dog. Well, I just don't think he's your dog.
Hello? Yes, this is the parent of the person you just talked to. Yes, sir. Yes. That is correct. Okay, I'll give it a try. Squeakers! Yes, yes. Hi, Rudy. Hi, Squeakers. How's everything going?
Not too good. He's very sad because he's leaving.
He really is sad? Well, I'm sure the person who called about him misses him.
Just like I will.
Yes, you're going to miss him. But I'll tell you what, when he gets to his home, I'll bet you he's going to tell all of his other dog friends. He's going to say, I was with Rudy Huxtable, and she let me eat what I want. And I went in her kitchen, and she was crying when I left, and I know somebody loves me.
Something to eat before he leaves.
Sure, and while you're at it, I'll write up his bill.
Okay.
Vanessa?
Huh?
You dropped the papers.
I know.
Are you going to pick them up?
Oh, I'll get to it, Dad. I just gotta rest a minute.
Vanessa?
Yes, Dad?
I don't want you to mistake my calmness for patience.
Dad?
No. Sit down. Let me finish. Now, for 2 days, I've watched you sulk and mope and walk around here acting very, very sad. And I let you do that because you want to be sad, okay, fine. But now you're depressing me. If you want to be sad, go up to your room, be sad, put on sad music, put on sad clothes, dance around the room, sad, have a sad fest. Now, tomorrow is another day. You're going to wake up with a smile, and you're going to smile, and you're going to put on your smiling clothes, you're going to play smiling music, you're going to have a smile fest, because you're going to Washington, D.C., and you're going to smile so brightly that even the people from, as your brother says, all nations are going to look at you and say, my, what a wonderful example of an American teenager. Do you understand me? Now, I want you to pick these papers up. That's much better. Thank you. Oh! Hi,
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, please, come in. Come in.
Thank you.
And you must be the Chavez.
Yes, I'm Tony. Mm-hmm. This is my wife, Martha, and our daughter, Nina.
Hi, how are you?
We brought you something from our orchard in Bedford.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'll get the dog for you. Rudy!
Squeakers!
Thanks a lot for taking care of him for us.
Well, we didn't do that much. Bedford, isn't that 50 miles from here?
Yeah. We figured he must have gotten on one of our trucks that makes deliveries down here.
Yeah.
Rudy, we'd love to have you come and visit sometime.
Yeah. We could play with Squeakers. I'd like that.
Nina, honey, we have to go now.
Wait, can I say goodbye to Squeakers?
Sure.
Goodbye, Squeakers, and I'm gonna miss you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rudy.
Bye, Squeakers.
Bye.
Woo-hoo. Hello.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad.
Why?
I miss Squeakers.
But you have a dog.
Who?
You have a daddy dog.
You do.
Hello. Hiya. Hiya. Hiya.
Lord, I've been with my children now for 4 days alone, and I don't think I'm going to make it. I want my wife back now. I know that there are people who ask for bigger things than this. But I need my wife, so if you can, please send her to me. Claire?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Bud.
I miss Squeakers.
I miss Squeakers, too. You know, maybe when you're older, your mother and I'll have a little meeting and get you a dog just like Squeakers.
I don't want one.
You don't?
They're too much work.
Well, if that's the way you see it.
Can I sleep on Mama's side of the bed?
Yes.
Let's.
Hi.
Come in.
Dad, I'm sorry about the way I've been acting.
Yeah, so am I, but it's okay.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Mom and being with everyone in Washington, and I promise I'll have a good time.
Want to get into bed?
Well, if it's okay with Dad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, good.
Hey, what's going on?
We're keeping Daddy company.
Yes, we are.
Get into bed.
Rudy, I'm a little bit too old for that.
You can watch TV.
Well, I think wrestling's on.
Ooh,
Baron Von Crusher.
I like his hat.
This match will be over in a second. Just watch.
I think I understand. I don't have my wife, but I don't have a dog.
Show is taken for a studio audience.